guys, it's Meg. What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the season finale! Have you ever heard the question, does the flap of a butterfly's wings in Brazil set up for tornado in Texas? Or a phrase that the smallest act can create a bigger impact? Well, that's the butterfly effect. So let's talk about it because I would like to thank everybody who voted on our Instagram poll. We did do an Instagram poll, my story, asking if we should do the butterfly effect for the season finale or the red string or invisible string theory as our season finale. And every single person voted for the butterfly effect. So thank you for voting, which quick shout out, subtle little plug. This is why you should follow Hey Guys, Meg _ podcast because I post fun things on there sometimes. The three sources I use for this episode are thedecisionlab.com, the butterfly effect article. It did not give a year or date that it was published. And there was two YouTube videos. The first one was on Josh Kastroff's page, and it was called The Butterfly Effect Explained. And the second one was on Ali Rana's page, and it was The Butterfly Effect, Everything You Do Matters. So what even is the butterfly effect? And by the way, before we even get into this episode, actually, this is not a skirting. This is just a statement. This whole thing is the Hey Guys, It's Meg version. We're not getting super, super, super scientific, mostly because I did not understand half the stuff I was reading. So I just picked and grabbed what I understood. So in theory, what is the butterfly effect? It is the idea that the world is deeply interconnected. So one small occurrence can influence a much larger complex system. Now, I did not know this about the butterfly effect, but it actually comes from two separate theories. The first theory it comes from is the chaos theory, which I just love the name of it. But the chaos theory essentially is there are limits to predictions. It's basically saying how unpredictable everything can be, like chaos. That's literally the theory. And also the black swan theory, which is events that are quote unquote outliers, which seem random but have life-changing impacts on our worlds. Now, this butterfly effect theory has actually been around for many, many, many years before it was actually termed the butterfly effect. One of the earliest references is actually from a poem by Benjamin Franklin where he shows how one action made such a big impact, and it was literally like about a shoe for a horse. And then he was saying how you don't have the shoe for the horse, so the horse can't ride, so the rider can't ride. And then it just kept going on and on and on. And it kind of reminds me of, this is skirting, but did any of your teachers, if you forgot a pencil in school, would go into that whole pencil speech where it's like, if you don't have a pencil, you can't do your assignment. If you can't do your assignment, you can't get good grades. If you can't get good grades, you can't graduate from school. If you can't graduate from school, you can't get a job. Something like that. Maybe Editing Meg will come in with that whole thing because my teachers used to say that all the time to me. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg, and apparently this was a meme, and I do not remember the whole middle chunk, but apparently it goes, lose your pen. No pen equals no notes. No notes equals no study. No study equals fail. Fail equals no diploma. No diploma equals no work. No work equals no money. No money equals no food. No food equals skinny. Skinny equals ugly. Ugly equals no love. No love equals no marriage. No marriage equals no kids. No kids equals alone. Alone equals depression. Depression equals sickness. Sickness equals death. Lesson, don't lose your pen, you will die. And wow, that is way, way more morbid than I remember at all. And I feel like the whole middle chunk, I just don't think I ever heard of. And my teachers definitely did not use that part. Thank you for that. So the term, the butterfly effect, even though the theory was around for a while, actually came from meteorologist and mathematician Edward Lorenz in the early 1960s. He was searching ways to predict the weather when he noticed that the smallest change caused a drastic difference. In a speech he was giving, or like in the paper he was giving, that's where he coined the butterfly effect, because he was the one who said, does the flap of a butterfly's wing in Brazil set up for a tornado in Texas? Because he was trying to prove that the smallest act, the butterfly flapping its wings, can create the tornado in Texas, because the motion of the wings can cause change in the climate, and the climate turns into Texas, you know, cause and effect kind of. And he published a paper in 1963 called Deterministic Non-Periodic Flow to explain this theory. Now, there are many, many key people, And by many, many, I mean there is 1, 2, 4 people who tie into this butterfly effect. The first one, as we mentioned, is Edward Lorenz. He was the first to publish this theory in a paper and the first to relate the theory to a butterfly flapping its wings. So before this, there was many people who were suggesting that, like, the cause and effect, I guess we'll say. Like, they were suggesting that if this small act happens, this larger thing can happen from it, but nobody coined the term and nobody, like, made it as big as him, I guess we'll say. The second person is James Gleick. He is the author of Chaos, Making a New Science, and he popularized Lorenz's theory and kind of brought it into the mainstream, and he's like the reason why we all have heard, or most of us have heard of, the butterfly effect. The next person on our list is Ray Bradbury. He's the author of the short story, A Sound of Thunder, which was published in 1952, which is technically before Lorenz. But this is just, I don't want to say it's like a coincidence, but it's kind of like it's the butterfly effect. His small story creates the bigger impact. But basically, in this story, which I really want to read, not to skirt, but I kind of want to read this because this sounds so cool and interesting. But in this story, the protagonist, Eccles, travels back in time and kills a dinosaur. When he returns to the present day, the world as he knows it has completely transformed, which is showing the fact that one small action changes something bigger. And the last, I guess it's 5 people because the last one's 2 people in one, but it's Eric Bress and Jay Gruber. These are 2 directors of the 2004 movie, The Butterfly Effect. In this movie, it shows how the effect works on the lives of 4 children, showing how small actions that occur during time travel alters the course of each character. Which, this sounds interesting. I've never seen this movie. At least I don't think I have. So now I kind of want to watch it. But essentially, to mainly summarize up the butterfly effect, the butterfly effect is all about consequences. Small actions can create big impacts, so we can't ignore the little things. And I've literally said this over the course of this podcast season, which is kind of funny that you guys picked the butterfly effect, because I have said, like, you don't know how many podcast episodes you're away before it takes off, or how many Instagram posts you're away before it takes off. Like, you don't know how close you are to something until it happens, because all these small steps and actions can build up and transform into something bigger. Except with everything in life, not everybody agrees with this. There is some controversy, and a lot of people believe that not all small actions will have larger impacts, which is basically where the chaos theory comes back in and ties everything together, because the chaos theory predicts that things can't be predicted. I feel like that was bad wording. You know, the chaos theory basically says that you can't predict what will happen. Now, some examples of the butterfly effect, which I'm sorry if this triggers anybody, but the first one we have is COVID-19, how one small city started with this illness and then it spread to the rest of the world. Another one, which kind of proves the controversy, is climate change. It was saying how the small act of switching from plastic straws to metal straws could potentially make a bigger impact in our world. This is just like a general theory. Actually, no, we'll do the last real life thing and then we'll go to the general theory. But in 1962, the US was so scared of a potential attack on the telephone system that it led to the creation of the internet. So they were saying that if the US was never scared, we might not have had the internet, which means you guys wouldn't have had this podcast, which is crazy. And like the idea or theory or example that the website gave that I used said, imagine you go to a specific coffee shop and you bump into a person who works at your dream company, and then you end up getting an interview there because you bumped into that person. What if you never went to that coffee shop? Or what if you went to the coffee shop, but 5 minutes later or 5 minutes earlier and you missed this person? I feel like it didn't say it, but like, me analyzing and trying to figure out the butterfly effect, it kind of makes me think of the phrase, everything happens for a reason. Because, you know, we all, like, going back to that coffee shop, you got there in time to meet the person, and then you got your dream job. Small steps, small actions lead into the bigger impact, but it also ties into everything happens for a reason. So for some reason, I did not finish my thought when I was originally recording, but I think I was going to say how everything happens for a reason. So there was a reason you were in that coffee shop on that exact day at that exact time so you could bump into that person. And going off the everything happens for a reason statement, because I feel like this ties into the butterfly effect. Sometimes things happen and we don't know the reason why, or we find out why days, weeks, months, or years later. And other times we go our whole life never knowing why that one thing happened. But I really hope this podcast episode made sense to you guys. It kind of makes sense to me. It's a cool, fun theory. Thank you to everyone who voted on what we should do for our topic. But have you guys heard of the butterfly effect before? Have you experienced? Do you believe in it? Let me know. So the next time someone says that small actions can lead to a bigger impact, just know it's a real theory. It's been happening for many, many years. Some people believe it, some people won't believe it, and I guess we might not ever know how true it is. Thank you for tuning into this episode, and thank you for tuning into this whole season of Hey Guys, It's Meg. I appreciate and love every single one of you. We will be taking a mini podcasting break like we do every season before season 9, but we will be back for season 9 because I did pay for another year subscription from Podbean. So season 9, let me just repeat that real quick. Season 9 of the podcast will be back May 6th at 9 a.m. So make sure you're ready. If you have any ideas what I should talk about next season, DM me on Instagram, comment on my post on Instagram, which reminds me, you guys can follow Hey Guys, It's Meg _ podcast on Instagram for updates and good times because I will be active during our little month break. I started posting my little reading stuff there because I love reading. We've been over this. We have a book podcast. So you guys should totally go follow me. Like this podcast, comment on this podcast, share it with your friends, your family, your dog's dog sitter, your dog's dog sitter's goldfish, his uncle, everybody you know. Thank you for tuning into this episode, and I will see you guys all back May 6th of 2024. I'll see you on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.